Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 528, Science Faction Pregos.
Again, the world's worst cereal. I've said it before.
No, you know what'd be funny is if you, when you pour out the box of Pregos into it, the water breaks from the bag of cereal, and then it all just floods in, and it's really bloody and mucousy.
I don't know if the Catholic Church is pro or against this cereal.
I'll tell you what it is, though, is like, you know how you used to get a toy in the cereal box? This time, the toy is the mucus plug.
Oh, good Lord. I was, like, really hoping I could, like, use the placenta to cook with or something, but...
Speaking of the placenta of this show, I, of course, am your host, comedian archaeologist Robert Timothy. With me, as always, is my comedian, Mr. Damian Mercado. Damian, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing great. I am the meconium discharge.
Oh, yes. Okay. You are really into pregnancy science recently, huh?
I learned that because I spent time as an EMT, not because I watched pregnant porn. I knew that before the fetish. Secondly, by the way, if you're experiencing meconium during pregnant porn, that's a different type of porn.
Well,
meconium is baby poop. It's this horrible black. I've never seen it. Bobby, you may have.
Of course I have. I had a son. But
is it ever present? Like, for example, like if I pay tickets to the Let's See My Wife Give Birth show, am I going to see meconium?
Well, I don't know. My wife had a C-section, so she didn't have the whole, like, baby pooing during the thing. But I was the one changing the diapers because she had a C-section. She couldn't walk for a while. I was the one doing all the diaper changing, and I did see it. And it is gross. Like, it's a gross little...
Worse than poop. Like, it makes poop look edible or hot or not sexy. I don't know how you're going to rate this.
Here's what I would say. When they're little, baby poo is, like, kind of cute. Like, it's not as offensive as when they get older.
Gross, girthy man poo.
Yeah, when they get older, it, like, there's a change. There's a real change. That's when you smack them, tell them to start learning to toilet, and, like, maybe tell them to get a job. But, like...
I'm 23, Dad. Fine. I'll learn to use the toilet, and maybe I'll get a job.
Early poo is not that bad, but the meconium is bad. It is a weird, like, it's like a very sticky, like, it's like tar almost. It's just a...
Yeah, it's just it's the body's processed mother nutrients.
Yeah, and if you want to be our body's processed mother nutrients, check out our Patreon, where you can sign up for some awesome rewards, get some awesome swag, the first tier of which was already sent out earlier this week, but if you get in, you can still get on to the next stuff. We are sending out shirts later, we are sending out sweatshirts later. This first tier was just going out with stickers and some KN95 respirators, but we have some really awesome rewards, frankly. I didn't start a Patreon till we could do really cool rewards, and we have things where we have an artist actually do a picture of you with us, and at the top tier you actually get to do a show with us, and we already have two people. There's only five of those spots totally available, and then that tier gets cut off, and we already have two of them taken out, which is bizarre and really kind of cool. So if you are interested in ever doing a show with us, being on Science Faction, I guess you could put it on your resume. Go ahead and check out our Patreon, and if not, you, for the much lower amounts, you can still get a t-shirt and a sweatshirt and stuff. By the way, so low that I couldn't actually even use the Patreon merch service because they would not allow me to give out shirts at the low levels. And I was like, fuck you guys, Patreon merch service. I will make my own goddamn shirts and send them out because I love our patrons.
So if you get a shirt that looks like Bobby's Xeroxed his scrotum, like on a scanner, mm-hmm. then congratulations, you are a Science Faction Patreon.
And Damian, you have your own show, don't you?
I sure as shit do. If you're the type of nerd who likes science, but also likes Dungeons & Dragons, check out Awful Neutral. We're a live-play Dungeons & Dragons podcast, though we have played other games to include Boss Dragons and Scrambled Eggs. The Frasier, yeah, that's right, NBC's Frasier-themed tabletop role-playing game. It is delightful and very funny. If you like this show and the comedy that goes on there, but you just want to learn a little less for some reason, check out Awful Neutral.
So in that one, do you guys at the end just have a really bad divorce in which your wife takes almost everything from you?
Is that what happened? Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. He played a delightful character in Frasier, but Kelsey Grammer is a piece of garbage. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I might think that based on his political views and activism and whatnot, but I can't hate Beast.
You know, I will say, if you watch the early episodes of the show, that man went on TV with the ugliest fucking mullet for 2 seasons.
Really?
And I, like, a part of me is like, you go, bro, that's courage. You said, I don't care what I look like.
Wasn't he supposed to be, like, a very, like, crusty psychiatrist or something? And he had a mullet?
Yeah, he had a mullet, but it's that. But because he's bald up top, I think he gave it like, he's like, oh, well, I don't have a full head of hair up top. It's that weird balding kind of mullet, in which case I'm trying to hold on to all hair. I don't want it to leave me.
All right, let's move on to our bit. Hey, science, listen up.
Hey, science, listen up. Where a man who's functionally illiterate tells you what's up.
Haven't heard that recording in a bit. Damn.
Yeah. So this is a bit that we used to do. Now, again, if you want to select which bits we should do on Thursdays, that's another thing you can do from our Patreon page, because we will allow our patrons, after we do a few of these, to vote on which ones they want to hear again.
I would like to do a test, because I know I have a favorite bit, and if any fan agrees with me, please do it. But it's simple. Well, it's not simple because you have to think of the question, but it's Bobby answers an ungoogleable question.
Oh, that is a good one. I forgot about that one.
I love that one, but the thing is, it requires a fan to think of an ungoogleable question, and that's harder than you think it is. So, but we got smart fans. I would love for our bonus episode to just be that, because that is some real science meets sci-fi stuff, and I love it.
I'll tell you what, that is a really good one. We will take Bobby Answers an Ungoogleable Question questions from our Patreon. We might do an episode on that. Good suggestion. Rare good suggestion, Damien.
Well, I'm not going to pay to support this show. This show is crap. I've seen what goes into the sausage and it's terrible. Yeah. So if one of our fans could do that, I'd be greatly appreciative.
Oh dear. So the crux of this bit is where we basically chastise science, kind of science as a whole, or sometimes it's a specific action science as a general rule has taken, and we criticize them for it. And even though our show obviously is here to promote science and scientific reasoning and scientific discoveries, we don't always agree with what's going on in the scientific fields or in specific ideas behind science. And in this case, we're going to talk about the exclusion of pregnant women from research trials.
I mean, I see why it's done. It's because they're so hot, and scientists like myself can't help but distance ourselves from the subject.
Once the belly button goes from innie to outie, you can't blame a guy from just being rock hard all the time.
I'm banging two people at once. That's horrible. That's probably the most monstrous thing I've said on this podcast.
So in general, pregnant women tend to be excluded from research trials. They're rarely in there. Now, the idea of why is pretty straightforward. There's an ethical dilemma here, because we are possibly going to injure a fetus if we keep pregnant women in research trials. And there's liability to that. There's ethical issues with that. In cases that we look back on in historical medical science, we see things like thalidomide, which was given to pregnant women, thankfully not in this country because of a superhero that we covered that basically stopped it from getting passed out to pregnant women that much in this country, but it did in Europe. And that was a morning sickness drug, and they didn't test it well enough. And so when they gave it to pregnant women, it ended up having deformed babies, and those babies then lived the rest of their lives that way. And so you have the possibility of a minor mistake affecting the rest of a individual's life. And so it becomes this ethical dilemma of like, fuck, I guess we can't test on pregnant women.
No matter how bad you want to, no matter how bad you want to test different positions, no matter how bad you want to just talk to them. I mean, because you're just so lonely.
So the result of this exclusion in terms of disease effect can be pretty big. Like, for instance, we're talking about COVID. We went through a pretty expedited phase 3 process. And like many drugs, there were no pregnant women in the trials. Well, the problem is COVID is actually bad for pregnant women. We've talked about this before. They have higher instances of negative reactions to COVID. And we've seen that in pregnant women. And maybe, and we don't know yet, the fetuses themselves might be harmed in development, which might mean, we talked in this week's COVID episode about how it can cross the blood-brain barrier, it might mean that we have neurological problems in the fetuses of mothers who get infected with COVID. So it might mean that a vaccine is necessary, even more so for pregnant women than others, and yet we haven't tested it on them, so we don't know if it's safe. Now, because of specifics of this vaccine, because the ones that we are talking about right now are, or at least the two main ones, are mRNA vaccines, without getting into the biology of that, we think it likely will be safe for pregnant women, but we don't know because we haven't tested it on them, and that's true for almost everything. So how do we resolve this ethical dilemma? On one hand, you say we have this, you know, mandate, do no harm. We don't want to end up ruining an individual's life by testing some drug on their mom while they're pregnant. But on the other hand, pregnant women's lives can be ruined by disease. And so how do we test on them in a way where we can make sure it's safe for them, for pregnant women to take as well?
That's not really my department. My department is to talk to the women and neg them if necessary. As long as anything to get their phone number. I know I don't want another job. This is my job.
Well, we know certain things obviously are bad for pregnant women. For instance, like booze, right? Or painkillers.
Well, then how am I supposed to take them on a date if they can't fucking drink, Bobby?
How am I supposed to convince them that I'm normal?
Or that anything that is happening with me right now is not a felony in the making.
There are certain drugs that are really bad for pregnant women. Any men out there who have experienced hair loss, one of the most effective drugs, brand name is called Propecia. The drug that's within that is incredibly dangerous for pregnant women. If they end up having it, it will cause serious birth defects to the uterus.
A full head of hair, like the baby comes out just like Cousin It from the Addams Family.
It looks like a Wookiee.
You know what? Not the worst thing. I mean, yes, the worst thing, but...
But other things are okay. For instance, pregnant women not only can, but are often encouraged to get things like the flu shot. So there are things where we do this. Now, you might ask, how did we figure that out if we don't test on pregnant women? Well, a lot of times it might be somebody trying it. Sometimes it's other countries that don't use those same ethical standards. And sometimes, a lot of times actually, it's an accident. Because in any given study, let's say there's 50,000 people and 25,000 of them are women. In any study big enough, some percentage of women who are not pregnant when they start the trial will get pregnant and not know it in time to stop or whatever. They're not taking regular pregnancy tests. And therefore, we will end up with this accidental pregnancy sample for certain drugs and certain medical trials.
I think it's a bold move to be the guinea pig in an experiment and then not demand somebody wrap it or pull out.
Now, there's a lot of interesting ideas on how we could ethically do pregnancy studies. And I think some of them are kind of far out there, but they're all interesting. Now, one of them is computer modeling. We know the effects that this has on non-pregnant women, right? And so we look at, okay, how is this affecting non-pregnant women? How does things like alcohol affect brain development? Now, what do we know about gestation? What do chemicals that we know that are similar to this do during certain periods? So if this, you know, vaccine, let's say, if it had something that was similar to Propecia in it, then we could tell based on, you know, computer modeling and stuff, oh yeah, this drug breaks down into something that is like Propecia, and therefore we should not give it to women who are pregnant.
And it creates hairy babies. We can't, you know, parents spend a lot of time shaving their kids.
We could tell from those accidental pregnancy groups we talked about and looking at those as like just kind of an accepted subgroup and saying, look, we understand this is going to happen, and so we're going to see what happens there. We could tell sometimes with animal testing. Does this affect, you know, a pregnant chimp or a pregnant bonobo or a pregnant monkey or something? If they then get it, you know, what is that thing? Especially if they're animals that are really close to us. One of the ones that's really controversial that I think is very interesting is the idea of termination studies. Meaning, if there is a woman who says, I wish to have an abortion, like I got pregnant and I'm going to have an abortion, can you get her into this medical trial, give her the vaccine, the drug, the whatever, and then you still carry out the abortion as you normally would have, but you can observe over different phases of uterine development if anything is going to be amiss, because there's going to be a terminated pregnancy anyway.
I think you could do it. You could absolutely do it. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't be popular in small town America.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of women who are in science programs who are like, let's just take women who are on science tracks at universities. I'm not saying that they're the party girls per se, but I feel like that would be the pool you draw from. Like, I'm not having a kid to slow down this science thing, but hell yeah, if I could.
Well, you know, you accidentally get pregnant. I actually think you do a double service. You go to those small towns and all those women who don't have access to reproductive health care and who maybe can't even afford it. You're like, listen, we will pay for this. You'll get the best possible medical treatment. You just got to wait an extra 3 weeks and take this vaccine in the meantime.
I would love to be one of the security guys at one of those Planned Parenthood things where all those anti-abortion people come and spit on you and act terribly. They're used to dealing with like the Buckingham Guards that can't strike you back.
Sure.
I would love to just do a haymaker. Like,
now is the time. I mean, now you could just go sit out there with a mask on and they can't know who you are. So
yeah. Oh, and not only haymaker, a lot of these people are like older religious women. Yeah. Oh my God, man. I'd feel like a Muhammad fucking Ali.
It was like my hypothetical situation. Speaking of, you know, ask Bobby an ungoogleable question. How many 3-year-olds could you take out before in like an AYSO game before the parents caught and stopped you?
Yes, I know you have very strong opinions on your child murder rampage scenario.
It wasn't murder. The whole point was how many you could knock unconscious. And I was saving, if you remember in that scenario, I was saving a Holocaust from occurring. And every child I knocked unconscious saved 1 million lives. And it was therefore morally and ethically imperative for me to knock out as many toddlers as possible.
You are a skilled pugilist, Bobby.
Yes.
Are you saying that there is some percentage of children you would not kill either by force of your punch or force of their head hitting the ground.
I'm not trying to kill them. See, like, if you're saying you gotta kill, I'm not trying to kill the kids. I'm just trying to knock them out. That's a waste of energy in my book.
But at the same time, what if this kid has a strong jaw? That's a million people. That because you decided to go light on this kid, that's a million people.
I'm not going to focus enough time on any one. I'm a hit and run type guy in these scenarios. I got to knock out a lot of toddlers in a short amount of time.
I'm just saying, maybe it's better just to kill everyone with a certain haymaker as opposed to like trying to dial it in. We're talking millions of lives online, Bobby. Don't throw the jab. Throw the hook.
There's actually currently a task force on research specific to pregnant women and lactating women. It's called PRGLAC, which does not make a good acronym, by the way. You guys need to hire us to start doing your acronyms. We will come up with PNAS number 2 and 3. Yeah.
PLG. Yeah. I get lost. Penis, and then I don't even know where to go from there.
No, it was PRGLAC, which is, it sounds like Ferengi. Like, it's not a good acronym. But they're putting together kind of like a guidebook on how to implement pregnant women within research study groups. And they kind of outline these steps for implementing it with 15 recommendations designed to address the obstacles of including pregnant women in research, just like we were talking about. Because there are obstacles. These are real obstacles. But the problem is the answer so far in medical science has been, well, we better not do it. Or we can't touch this with the 10-foot pole. And the reality is not doing something can also cause harm. Because if you don't, you know, test this vaccine on pregnant women, and we know COVID affects pregnant women badly, well, then you're excluding them from a group that can benefit and that actually obviously can benefit more so from the vaccine than everybody else. And thereby you're causing damage. And so there is an ethical mandate, just like there is one to do no harm. There is one also not to exclude people for whom the harm reduction is needed.
I would say that in most countries, you'd be right. But we live in America, the land of the stupid, and we live in a time where, and America's always had a long strain of anti-intellectualism and stupidness, but they feel empowered. This is their moment.
That is true.
Remember when stem cells were discovered? This should have been oh my God, my family member who's paralyzed can walk again.
Yeah.
And as well as a million other things. As soon as it was discovered that aborted tissue was used in this, America shut that down and turned what could have been, we had a 10-year head start in this race and we surrendered it because people who said fuck science vote and that matters.
That is true. And they voted for a president who was very against stem cell research.
Yeah. And the point is that another thing like that could happen. I could see the dumber elements of this country being very up in arms about pregnant women, abortions and vaccinations.
Well, but here is the side note. What if you told them it was only Mexican women?
Well, they're already in cages. Okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I feel like at that point they're going to be down for it. Like, I feel like if they're like, well, as long as no lily white women got hurt.
Listen, if an ice truck were to come up and pick up all the people who work at the farm that feeds me and my family every day and just clear them out, force them to get impregnated, lock them in cages and just see what happened with COVID, I'd be down with that. I'm an American and a patriot.
How many times do you think like a super redneck guy when reading about ICE, which is the Customs and Border Patrol police arm that we have here, just actually imagines like an actual truck that carries frozen water ice? Like he's like, we got to keep them cold. That's how you keep the Mexicans are like lizards. And if you keep them cold, they can't move as fast. And that's how you got to catch them. That's why the ICE truck's got to come by.
Like, and the first time they see dudes in tactical armor and like, oh, is something wrong, sir? No, I just thought you'd be wearing parkas and stuff. No, it's cool. I just thought, is it just really cold? Do you have the AC cranked up in there? What's...
You remember that James Bond movie where it was like soldiers, but they were like on skis and they had like the white soldier outfits? Like, I thought it would be that.
I'm a little disappointed. It's almost as if everything I believe is based on lies.
Or bad movies.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Thank you, audience, for coming back for Science Faction 528, where you learned all about how science needs to listen up to Science Faction about including pregnant women in research. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 529.
Instead of doing a joke at the end of the episode, I'd like to encourage our fans to go out and Google Frances Oldham Kelsey. If you want to see what a science badass is and find out her story, check her out. There's a reason you haven't heard of thalidomide tearing through America, and she's the reason why.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.